Are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 underdog, speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder,
underdog,
underdog, underdog.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. For the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone! A bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky.
Thank you. spill coins in the fortune fountain, searching for a place in the mountain where the sexless virgins could moan, watched by clergymen with faces of stone. Under the law of human absurdity, when the crying women of Jerusalem are empty of tears, when the bloodthirsty hunters killing their bears to satisfy their hunger for blood, to make the world know that everything good be better for human absurdity. Noblemen die in white wigs when undertakers refuse to dig, and when cocksure heroes massacre innocent, curious people who underrate the power of human absurdity. Rush to the witch, saying, go and show them our charity. Let the saints praise our activity of hope for human absurdity. Reincarnations and ghosts chained together will make exchange in the weather. An apparition will appear for someone tonight and explain that things are not right in the land of human absurdity. The tyrants of business in Wall Street will moan of the southern heat when they try to swindle the insane one who realizes that he has the game won. The game of human absurdity. Prisons are filled with blockheads who ambitious crept to bed to experience their wrong imagination that nobody can find compensation. Are all underrating the power of human absurdity. Child killing cars on the highway, gloomy smuggler boats on the seaway, and the sinister drug shark in streets of the town. Murderous thieves, hypocrites, they're all falling down to the bottom of human absurdity. Malicious Chinese producing power again, overflowing the world with radioactive rain, and the Russians incriminating USA. I wish them all welcome to the day of the funeral of human absurdity.
If you haven't figured it out by now, you're listening to Mystery Science Radio.
To live in an old shack by the sea and breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk, the new moon and the full moon, the tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness and lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people and do a little trading and see the great ships come and go and man have me a ball. And in the evening when the sky is on fire, heaven and earth become my great open cathedral, where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. And as darkness covers the face of the deep, lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dreamers dream. I am the wind, the sea, the evening star. I am everyone. Anyone, no one.
Ah, the visionary poetry of the nature boy himself, Eden Abez, here on Mystery Science Radio. I'm Cherokee Jack, welcoming you aboard to the broadcast, and with me in the yellow submarine is Torgo. Torgo, say hello, Torgo.
Hello, Torgo. How am I? I'm fine. Oh, you want me to talk to you directly? I just want to say hello to Torgo.
And you can say hello to our listening audience, Torgo.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting about them. Hello, listening audience. How art thou?
They're fine, thank you.
And how are you these days, Cherokee?
Well, I've been busy cleaning out the yellow submarine latrines, but other than that, I'm perfectly fine.
I do tend to make a mess every now and then.
I've noticed that, Torgo, and I think that's going to be your job from now on.
You put me in a dark place, Jack. A very dark place indeed.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I need you to play a song for me. I request one in this case.
Okay, I'm taking requests tonight on Mystery Science Radio.
Good, good. Could you please play me some Jandek?
Who?
Jandek. He is one of my greatest idols. I adore his music. It speaks to me in ways that nothing else does.
I've never heard of Jandek, Torgo. I don't have any music here by Jandek.
Well, that's because he is very obscure. He is like the wind. He's in the shadows, baby. So I have a mini disc here for you to play.
Okay, that's so mini disc that it's microscopic. I can't even see it.
Well, for this occasion, I so happen to have microscope.
Oh my god, Torgo, is that one of your toenails?
Yeah. I got you that time,
oh
Jack.
Oh my god.
Make me clean the yellow submarine, do you?
Oh god. Torgo is one scary dude.
That's what she said. Thank you.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. Let's make love under the stars and watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, you can fuck them, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zebra spilled his plastinia on Venus, and the gelatin fingers ooze electric marbles. Ramona's titties died in hell, and the Nazis want to kill everyone. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. A wreck.
From a totally a paper moon, sailing under a cardboard sky, but I wouldn't be make believe of you believed in me. Oh, it's a love, love, love. Oh, it's a honky tonk parade. Oh, it's a love, love, love. Oh, it's a melody played at a penny arcade for the bomb and baby world. Just as phony as it can be, but I wouldn't be make believe of you believed in me. Oh, put another nickel head in the Nickelodeon head. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer.
Josh and I are going to call ourselves the Iowa Mountain Tour. We call ourselves that just because this is our first tour, and it's not much of a tour with one stop, but we hope there'll be more. And we thought it'd be cool if we named our tour, so we thought what would be cooler than the Iowa Mountains. There are no mountains in Iowa, unless you count a few hills and quarries, but... I like those cute names.
Well, I'm a three-eyed boy just looking for a Toto girl. I got the three-eyed blues, top of my head to the bottom of my cowboy shoes. Just a three-eyed boy, been looking for a girl like you. Just a three-eyed boy, been looking for a girl to love. She got one blue eye, and the other's green, if you know what I mean. I'm gonna take a ride home, right into my room. She'll be my bride and I'll be her groom, my little Toto girl.
Okay, Torgo, I can see you've been raiding your record collection again.
I most definitely have, and... Don't think I didn't notice that you switched a song on me. in between. Or...
Oh, you mean that song? That Jandek song?
Yes, the Jandek song. I really liked it. Spoke to me, and then suddenly I'm hearing words about penises.
Torgo language.
So sorry, I bad Torgo, bad Torgo.
Oh!
I.
That's it. Give me the other one. We're having a fight. We're gonna have a duel to the death here, right on the radio.
All right on the radio. Take that. My goat legs.
Hold it! Hold. I'm the victor. wait a minute. Torgo, I have a question for you.
I think I broke my coccyx.
Oh, my God. Torgo, don't ever say coccyx again.
Fine. All right. What is the question?
My question is, who is your favorite president of the United States?
I would have to say, I think Mr. Carter.
Is that Jimmy Carter?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I've got a great song for you then.
Excellent. I'm going to go pack myself up now.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes.
Jimmy Carter says yes.
Can a government be honest?
Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president,
he has spoken.
Yes. Jimmy Carter says yes.
Yes.
Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
You've been listening to Mystery Science Radio. And you can write for a QSL. Where can you write, Torgo?
Well, Torgo, you can write your reception reports. Send them straight to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
That's Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com. Uh-oh. Radio's Frank's coming in.
Oh, not you guys again.
Let's hide. Torgo, hide.
You're still
hide.
Here.
Hide. Oh,
that's it. I'm taking over.
Hide. Help.
Run.
Run.
And how?
Ah!